Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. Do you ever get that feeling that a loved one that has since passed away is with you somehow? You see something happen at your house or outside, or your dog starts acting funny, and then these questions come to mind. And don't get me wrong, there are 100% spiritual forces, evil forces at work that we simply cannot see. So there's kind of all that stuff going on. Be encouraged that God loves us so much to not let us live here in various states over and over again. I'm talking about reincarnation, which a lot of people believe in. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I read this article that was kind of connecting reincarnation and astrology and all of these forces, which, again, all these forces and energy and all these things that are created are of God. This is his world. We can go right to Genesis to hear about the creation story. But you know what this also means in a sense? If reincarnation was a true thing, we're really just cycling through life and perpetually left to a broken world, or much worse than that. But the Bible tells us that we've got a God who is merciful. He's a loving God that just would never leave us to that. That's what's so beautiful about the gospel. The gospel is about restoration, redemption, perfect eternity, which we get to be a part of. And trust me, there are days that I would love to be my dog who gets to sleep on the bed, get up when she feels like it, spend the afternoon playing, and then curling up for an afternoon nap. I mean, that sounds quite lovely. But we're valued so much more than that and so uniquely made that to become something else or someone else, it goes against the very hand that Christ plays in our making. And I think that's such a beautiful story. Just to even really summarize this more, like if you were to make a ceramic pot, we build it, we mold it, we shape it, we create it. And that work is finished. It doesn't become something else. And the value of that ceramic pot lies in the hands of its creator. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode, all of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.